T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. New in the Rock Shop, the KISW Vintage Hat. Oh, yeah, you got to get this, man. Or maybe somebody in your life might want this. It's a snapback hat with the old school rock logo on the front. It's black, it's sweet, it's you. Get it now, KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix, and it's time to pump it up for Monday. Are you pumped up?
Yes, I'm very pumped up, bro.
Yeah, he's,
What's going on over there? The hockey guy, and I also love mascots. The Philadelphia Flyers just introduced their new mascot. It's Gritty, the mascot, and he looks like this weird methed out Muppet, as everybody's saying.
Gritty?
Yes. He kind of reminds me of the AMPM food dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the he's got
Tungus.
Orangey. Yeah, Tungus.
Yeah.
He's very orangey with a Z. He's got a beard like you, Rev, actually, Gritty.
Hey. Yeah. Have you seen Gritty?
No.
Check out Gritty. He does have like a Rev vibe. He's got googly eyes.
I don't have googly eyes.
No, that beard is fantastic, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is awesome.
Totally distracted. Yeah, totally speechless.
Yeah, he's quite a character.
What do you think about it?
I love it.
Okay.
I think it's hilarious. The mascot's supposed to be fun, and this is a fun mascot. I know some people are giving him a hard time, and yes, he does look a little methed out, but other than that,
the googly eyes, especially in that little video gif thing, are really bright, too. Like, they stand out. They don't look real.
I think he's going to be a big hit with kids, though.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. They're going to love Gritty.
Either that or they'll be terrified by it.
One person says, I'm calling him Gritty the Meth Head Muppet.
Yeah. Aww.
He does look a little bit like, yeah.
Don't mascot shame.
He looks like a Muppet that might have had a little too much meth.
Oh, my God. Let's get to
our... He's cleaned up his act, and now he's supporting the Philadelphia Flyers.
See, there you go. Look at that. It's a...
Yeah. It'd be great if he just, like, pukes on fans.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it's Philly.
He's constantly nodding off in the corner.
Oh, let's get to our contestant today. We got Steve in Silverdale to take on Steve. Steve, are you there, sir?
I am.
Excellent. It's a good old Steve off. What's Steve playing for today, Steve?
Oddly enough, he's trying to win tickets to something that I'm a big fan of, this Steve, and that's the WWE and their Monday Night Raw tickets for the Key Arena show happening on October 1st.
Yeah.
Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to go to Monday Night Raw, tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Steve in Silverdale will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Steve, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
What food usually has cream in its New England version and tomatoes in its Manhattan version?
Clam chowder.
Yes. What sport is the focus of the movie Blue Chips?
Pass.
Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what dam?
Hoover Dam.
Yes. Eldrick is the first name of which famous golfer?
Eldrick?
Yeah.
It's Tiger Woods.
Yes. Nice. What is the name of the always dusty character on Peanuts?
Pig pen.
Yes. According to the Bible, what did God create on the fourth day?
Man?
No.
Woman?
No.
Dog?
No. What company owns both the Hot Wheels and Matchbox brands?
Playtale.
No.
Playtale.
No.
Mac. Mattel.
Yes. In folklore, what mysterious ghost ship can never go home and was doomed to sail the oceans forever?
The pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
Oh, nice try, Steve.
Yeah, Steve and the unnamed assistant.
Steve and his phone a friend. He's right next to him.
Yeah, the carpool buddy there.
All right. Well,
sometimes it takes a tag team to beat Steve here.
It takes a village.
You got me.
Not a problem.
No worries.
There's no rule against that.
There is no rule. You can use every benefit coming towards you or usable.
I was telling her to be quiet. Dang it.
Don't have to. Yeah, she could have had her just yell out the answers for you.
Exactly. Steve?
Hi. Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What food usually has cream in its New England version and tomatoes
clam
in its...
Clam chowder.
Yes. Yeah,
Manhattan version sucks.
Oh. Ooh, what sport is the focus of the movie Blue Chips?
That'd be football. No, college basketball.
Yes. Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what dam?
The Beaver Dam.
No.
Damascus Dam?
No.
The Dam of Inequity?
No.
Steve never gets this
Eldrick
one.
Is the first name of which famous golfer?
Hey, it's Tiger. Tiger Woods.
Yes. Tiger. What is the name of the always dusty character in Peanuts?
Pigpen.
Yes. According to the Bible, what did God create on the fourth day?
The sun and the stars.
Yes. What company owns both the Hot Wheels and Matchbox brands?
Mattel.
Yes. In folklore, what mysterious ghost ship can never go home and was doomed to sail the oceans forever?
The Jolly Roger?
No.
The Goonies.
No.
One-Eyed Willie.
No. Which planet's four largest moons are collectively known as the Galilean moons?
That would be Saturn.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, you squeak by with a win there.
Oh, sorry,
Steve,
Stevie.
Here. Yeah, Steven Silverdale, you lose. Steve in the studio, you win.
Yes.
6-5.
Take it easy, Steve and Steve's friend.
Thank you.
Are you simply the best, though? You squeak by.
Yeah, win's a win.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Victory is victory.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Well, of course, because you didn't get to play your song.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Steve, name one major dam in the U.S.
Beaver.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
That's not a beaver. No. There's no dam named Beaver Dam. No, beavers make dams, but there's not one named dam.
Yeah,
like Beaver Dam.
Yankees.
As far as you know.
Yankee Dam?
Damn Yankees.
Mike.
We got you there, buddy.
Yeah, yep, you got me. The Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
He won't remember.
Yep.
Nope. So I can ask that question.
Ask it tomorrow.
He won't remember.
Yep.
I'll never remember that.
It's not
it matters
to you.
It doesn't matter to me in my life.
I understand.
I love how Rev just gets like, he just can't understand how you could forget stuff, though. There's a lot of stuff you don't know.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I don't know, but you can, like, I can name two dams off the top of my head.
But again, that's because you know them. He doesn't.
Can you name two people who play for the Philadelphia Flyers?
No.
I can't either.
Does a mascot play for
now? It does, obviously. But you know what I mean? That doesn't matter to you.
You're right. Fine, whatever.
Boom, shakalaka.
Whoa, he wins again.
The mysterious ghost ship that can never go home and is doomed to sail the oceans forever.
I think he doesn't know this. She's fired.
I don't know.
The Flying Dutchman.
Yes,
the Flying Dutchman.
Isn't it a pirate ship?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you not know that, Vicky?
Because she doesn't care about it.
Apparently.
Name two pirates on that ghost ship.
There should be only one.
I thought you were
Davy
a
Jones.
Wasn't that a pirate girl?
But when I think of the Flying Dutchman, I think of SpongeBob, and I forget it was a real ship because I think of SpongeBob.
All right, fair enough.
I'm the Flying Dutchman.
All right, then. Well,
watch SpongeBob.
No.
Yeah. So he says it's a beaver dam in Wisconsin.
What? That sounds made up.
I feel like
I bet there's a beaver that made a dam.
Why would it be made up? We make we name things after a lot of like sort of animals and ideas.
I don't trust the texters.
We have a town called Chimicum.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
The names are not, I'm not surprised by anything anymore.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You went with six correct.
Caller number six, you are checking out, it's next Monday, isn't it?
Yes.
Whoa, WWE's Monday Night Raw live at Key Arena. And next Monday, you're going to check that out. That's pretty
very cool. Excited. I'm going to be there.
I know you're going to be there.
Yep. Oh, Alexa Bliss is going to come in studio that morning. That's going to be badass.
Oh, I didn't know that was happening.
Yep.
Whoa.
Which I know you're going to love because what's her first name?
Alexa.
Oh.
That's right. We can't say her name on the radio.
Miss Bliss.
We'll have to call her Amazon Echo. Amazon Echo Bliss is coming in studio. That's awesome. All right. Anyway, caller number six, 206-421-ROCK. You're going to get those wrestling tickets. Caller number six, 206-421-ROCK.
Say, hey, Steve, you know what you were today?
It was tremendous.
A tremendous performance.
You were tremendous today. I'll give you that.
I appreciate all those
Russell
textures.
Wilson, you know what? Your chief football officer said you were tremendous.
It was tremendous.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to rap about? Whatever it is, your calls, your texts, 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the Shane Company. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And do remember this, whatever you call in, you want to talk about something, your choice. Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, it shall be gone, and we will have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody texted in. Actually, I was just thinking this myself. What was it that sparked something in BJ's brain?
I'm dying to know.
Oh, yes.
That would be awesome if you forgot.
Well, yeah, I forgot what we were talking about. I remember what I want to talk about.
Were we talking about parking enforcement?
The lecture. Like, yeah, if you had, in other words, yeah, we were talking about how if you've got to pay a ticket, you shouldn't have to listen to a parking lecture.
Or any kind of, like a police person pulling you over for speeding. If they give you the ticket, what's the point of giving the lecture?
And we had
the lecture, is the financial beating that you're
exactly.
Getting.
We had one cop actually text in and say, right, it's an unwritten police rule. You either get the ticket or the lecture, not both.
Right.
And it made me think of the fact that, oh, yeah, would we be willing to listen to somebody rap and flap to us to get out of paying a ticket? And then it made me think of this new show I'm watching on Netflix with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. It just premiered this week, Maniac.
Okay.
And it's set in the not-too-distant future. It's a very weird but compelling show. I love it. I'm two episodes in, and I'm just like, oh, I want to binge-watch this bad boy. And in the show, they've got a futuristic way of doing business called AdBuddy, which means if you don't have enough money to pay for something, you have another option. Like you'll sit there and you go, oh, I want to buy this cup of coffee. And then you sit there and you realize, oh, I got no money. And they'll always say, well, would you like an AdBuddy to pay for it instead? And what it is that they will pay whatever it is you wanted to pay. But then for X amount of time, they travel with you and they read ads to you. It's like your own personalized
advertising. Like a timeshare.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, yeah, they have to sit with you and they'll go, would you like to buy this coffee? Or they'll just any ad that they want to sell. Hey, have you been thinking about getting new pants? And so Emma Stone's character is on the subway and she couldn't afford something. And so she has to have this ad buddy with her as it's just reading to her all these different ads.
But I don't understand why a company would do that. If the person's too broke to afford coffee, why are they going to be able to afford your jeans?
That is a little odd, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like a giant plot in this show.
Yeah. It might be a bit of a plot hole. But I wonder, would you be willing to listen to somebody spiel for X amount of time if you didn't have to pay for something?
Absolutely not.
I mean, I already technically do because I just got really addicted to playing Rummy Cube, and I refuse to pay for the coins to play each game. So I just watch a 30-second ad and get 100 coins.
See, Steve? 30 seconds is a lot different than like sitting in a two hours in a room in Hawaii so you can get a free chocolate or something.
Oh,
like
those
that.
Are terrible.
Or like, you know, the timeshare stuff in Vegas. It's like, yeah, you can get free tickets to this awesome show, but are you willing to sit in a room for 2 hours to put up with this spiel or an hour even so you can get free tickets to go see an event?
This show's concept is that you don't sit anywhere. They just go with you and they stick by you. They're your ad buddy. Which
can I choose when they follow me around? Like I wouldn't mind a buddy in the car.
As soon as you get it, you get them as soon as you want that thing paid for.
Oh,
whatever
I would time it
is.
So that way I'm like about ready to go home and I could use the carpool lane as this ad buddy talks my ear off.
Good call.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Turn up the music.
Great call.
Yeah.
And
see?
And to kind of fix that plot hole thing, also think about it, and like I'm assuming that there are like you said, she was on the bus, so there's a bunch of people around around her talking as well. That's the extra ad for them to hear that conversation happening all the time. So you get True. More people around there.
And it is interesting for Vicky to watch a commercial. I mean, you'll have money again. Like, this character does have money. She just didn't have it on her. And so it's a matter of, like, do I want to go home and get my money or listen to an ad buddy? It's an interesting idea because the younger people are willing to put up with a lot of crap. We're doing it with YouTube. We want to watch a video. We have to sit through the ad to watch it, where we used to be able to pay the cable company. We still can. And we could watch it commercial free with something.
You can pay YouTube now. And watch a commercial free.
And how many people are willing to do that? Not as many as you would imagine, because some people won't go YouTube Premium.
I just don't want to. If I certain things, I don't mind. A 30-second spot, that's fine. But some of these things, if it's longer than like a few minutes, I'm willing to pay to not to put up with that.
Yeah. I feel worse buying fake money to play a freaking game.
See, that's the thing.
I feel bad doing it.
How far away are we from Ad Buddy, where you will, whatever you want, they'll just say, hey, we'll pay for it as long as you listen to our spiel wherever you go for a little bit.
Is it just me, or if that ever were to happen in real life, I can picture BJ when you retire, that'll be your job. You'd be an Ad Buddy because you're so annoying.
Guy. Yeah, I'd be
that
guy.
Bro, I'd type into my 401k so I don't have to have him.
Right. It's like, I can't afford coffee. Like, nope, don't need it.
It's a good way to be buddies with somebody, though, because you meet people. I would do it because I would get to meet people
they
and I would get to be your
you.
Ad Buddy.
It'd be just like the parking attendant guy. It's like, I would hate you.
It depends on what they're trying to sell me.
It's like, if they're doing it,
sometimes I'll sit and watch.
Like?
I mean, if it's a guy that wants to sell me that spray that makes it so I could float around in the river on a door, I might be willing to put up with him because I like that infomercial. But if you're trying to sell me like something for like, you know, my
Valtrex.
Hips. Yeah, well, Valtrex, yeah, sure. As long as you sing the song, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, see, I'll have a box of ads that I just have to read from, and then I'll try to size you up and go, hey, Steve, what about this? Blah, 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 blah. And you might go, I'm not feeling that. All right, well, let's see what else you get in here. And we'd be casual having a conversation.
So I said, Danny said, yes, he would definitely.
You would do Ad Buddy.
In a heartbeat. I watch American Horror Story, and they have been advertising. You can watch it on demand, but you can pay $5.99 to have it ad-free. And I'm like, no, I would never pay $5.99 to watch ad-free. I go to the bathroom. During the break, I go make myself some popcorn.
Oh, yeah, you're right. FX has been asking for that. AMC also says you can upgrade on cable now, and you can get it ad-free on cable.
And if I could just put money away and like go for a cup of coffee and just have to talk to a guy for 5 minutes, I'd be happy with that.
All right. I mean,
I'm that
but
way
I'm the
too.
Guy also, like, you know, when I watch On Demand, we just started to watch that show 911.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know it existed, but it's really a fun show. But we're watching it on demand, so we don't have a DVR. So, you know, they disable fast-forwarding.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they do.
So I think I'm like, I'm on. To them, so I hit that button that makes it go ahead 10 minutes, and then I rewind, because you can still rewind.
Oh.
And I rewind then to the start of that segment. But here's the thing, I just realized I started timing how long their actual spots are. They're a minute, and I'm it's taken me at least a couple of minutes to do what I'm doing.
It's like when you're driving in traffic and you take a long way. It's just the fact that you're moving makes you feel better, even though it's the same amount of time.
I'm moving past something, so that makes me feel like I've beaten the system, even though it's taking me longer to get back to where I was supposed to be.
It's funny, because I was watching Mayans MC, which is basically made by the Sons of Anarchy people, which is a great, great show on FX.
Oh, you're liking it?
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Because everyone said that you're going to like it.
Oh, they were right, dude. It's so good. Plus you get to see some characters from Sons of Anarchy show up cameo style, and that's always fun. But now Vicky's taught me, I have another screen in front of me because I can't fast forward, so I will get another screen when the commercial comes on for when I don't
like
want
to
watch
phone.
It.
You can play on your cell phone.
I was reading a rule book for a game I wanted to play on an iPad. Then, Vicky, does this ever happen to you? You get irritated, then the commercial's not long enough. I'm like, wait a minute, I really want to keep reading for a little bit. So now I'm on the other side.
We are overstimulated.
I know. Now I'm on the other side.
You understand what you're saying right now?
I know, which means I may go back to just getting regular commercial TV and not fast forwarding.
Oh, you guys would hate watching me at home, because I have the TV going for noise in the background. I have my iPad playing Rummy Cube, and then when I have to watch the commercials to gain a couple hundred coins, I'm sitting there on my phone checking Facebook or whatever while the ads are playing. And I'll do like 3 or 4 ads at a time.
That's Inception. So there's a commercial on your TV, but you have to download coins on your iPad, so you go on your phone to wait for that.
Yep.
You actually are taking
TV's
a commercial.
The TV's just like music for me.
So the commercial break from the commercial break.
Yeah, pretty much.
Leonardo DiCaprio's like, I don't even know what she's doing.
Don't worry about it.
I need like a piece of paper and a pen to figure out what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
This is insane.
It's awesome.
ADD.
Is it awesome?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But Maniac on Netflix, it's weird but awesome. And of course, Mayan MC, man, it's really, really, really good. And so
you checked out The Good Place yet, since you're watching stuff on Netflix?
Yeah, Steve, your record is spotless. Can I just say that?
What does that mean?
Well, you recommended The Good Place for a show that my wife and I could watch together.
Well, yeah, you said that I need something to watch with my wife. I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is a fun, lighthearted show. It seems like something that'll be a good time for a couple.
And
it worked for my wife and I. We binged through the whole thing.
And every time you recommend a show that I try to pass on to my wife, it has been an abject failure. It's been horrible. Uh-oh. This time, I didn't say it came from you, thinking that maybe, and no. She's like, yeah.
She didn't like it?
She didn't like it. She's
did
like,
you didn't tell her that it was from me?
No, I didn't want to because I felt like she would be like, you made me watch another Steve show. See, I gotta keep you out of the equation.
The next time she shows up, she's going to like hit me in the face with a remote control.
Yeah.
You have caused so many wasted minutes of television.
I feel badly because I can't think that every show that Steve and his wife likes that she hates, but no, it's
hey, try 911. It's a real fun show.
Is it the Brooklyn 911?
No, it's about a 911 dispatcher, and it's just kind of, there's lots of crazy intense stuff that happens around that.
All right. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how
soon. There's two seasons already.
Okay.
Season two just started.
You recommended
yesterday.
It, though.
She's it started after football.
I can't believe you keep trying. You know she hates everything that you like.
Yeah, that's why I keep trying.
Yeah, don't bother. We watched that Magic for Humans that Danny recommended. That was good.
Oh, she liked that, huh?
Yeah, on Netflix. Well, Danny seems to know my wife's style. What can I tell
apparently,
you?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, he's in touch with his feminine side way more than I am.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, there you
go. Well, tell her to give it another shot.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what I'll tell her, Steve. Yeah. All right. Listeners,
you should tell her about that thing called Monday Night Raw. I think she'd like it.
I bet she would.
Watch, that's the one thing she falls in love with.
She's
into martial arts now. Why not?
I kick
and chop.
I can't predict that woman, so maybe she would like wrestling.
Clearly, I can't either.
Yeah, that's a good point. But Danny can.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Somebody brought up a text, and I'm happy they did because I have a bone to pick with some of the members of our program.
Okay.
So last week, what was it? I brought in some scones for everybody, right?
Oh, yeah. They were delicious. Yeah.
And y'all brought up, Steve, you did, BJ. No one else had this take, but you're like, Steve never brings in anything, right? And
I said, I'm
like the only person besides you that will float some food out there for
that
everybody,
is true.
Right?
I've bought breakfast once.
Okay, so Vicky's
you've been here. How many years have you been on the show?
Yeah, and it was a surprise. You guys were cranky, and it made you feel better.
And it did. And that's one more than the Rev has ever done.
Oh, we know the Rev is a bum.
But somebody says, I saw on Facebook that some of the guys went to the fair this weekend. Did they pull a solid like Steve and bring in some scones?
Oh, that's a really good point, Steve. Yeah, they did go to the fair.
So who went? I saw what Danny was there.
Yeah.
Who else? Uncle Chris
and Sarah.
And Sarah.
Okay, that's right. When you went to the fair last weekend, the weekend before, yeah, you brought us all scones.
I went on a Monday, and I brought in on Tuesday a baker's dozen of scones for us to enjoy.
And?
Danny?
No, I did not bring anything.
Three people.
You know what?
Yep. No scones.
You know what, Steve? You have been elevated. You are now a gentleman. Man.
Thank you.
The rest of these guys suck.
Yeah, thank you.
That means we're missing 39 scones.
Exactly, Rev. I don't know math, but I'm willing to go on board with that. Yeah, 13. Yeah,
yep, right. 13 times 3. I did see the scone place, and I was like,
yeah,
hey.
There's a scone one in every part of the damn fair.
I was like, Danny, I'm hungry today because one of the stuff I brought in, I guess, was in the fridge too long. It went bad, so I've had nothing today.
I'll be honest. I saw the pictures, and I thought, awesome. I bet on Monday we're going to have a bag of scones to enjoy.
Yeah, that's what you did for them.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? The fair is done now.
Aww.
Really, guys?
I was going to go back next weekend. I thought it was another weekend, and I was going to bring it back next weekend.
Honestly, full of crap. You know, here's the thing. You know, Danny and
daughter.
Sarah, they're millennials. They're cheap. Sarah's very cheap.
Uncle Chris, though, has no excuse.
Uncle Chris has no excuse at all.
It was his birthday.
He was probably drunk.
Oh, yeah.
There was alcohol consumed.
Yeah, he's not going to remember a damn thing. You can't count on Chris for anything if he's drinking.
I have brought you guys candy from Mexico.
Yep.
I have brought...
And if last I checked, going to Mexico is a little bit further of a distance than Chihuahua.
I had to carry that through customs. Yep. It was a pain because I love you guys.
How bad is it that Vicky is out gifted us?
Right, and I did the buffalo dip.
Mm-hmm.
It was freaking delicious.
If we're getting into this sort of stuff, my wife has made plenty of things, and I have brought it here.
Rev brought in tamales.
Hold on. on a second. Mm-hmm. And only breakfast cupcakes.
Your wife just texted. Makes Steve just dropped Benson. Another grenade and walked away from it, didn't he, boys?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Your wife does the stuff for Doug Benson. We just end up getting.
Well, and
spoils.
You know, like Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright when yeah. they decide to come in.
But she makes enough that we can enjoy it as well.
True. Agreed. Rev has done nothing.
Mm. But he did do something. He married someone that could do stuff for
See?
Us.
That's a good point. I'm delegating.
All right, I got excited. I guess you know what? Really, then it's just on Danny and Chris and my daughter.
Yep.
I thought you guys would be tired of scones.
Never.
Oh, we God, had so no. many Such scones a that it was like
I'm tired of.
I had
cheap
one
people.
Scone. I want another one, Danny. Oh yeah. Wait, you failed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think the only way they could fix this is going to the store, getting some scone mix, and making us some homemade scones.
That's it.
And you have until tomorrow to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't even know if you guys should come in tomorrow.
Wow.
Well, I think
you're just giving them a free day off, Steve.
Pig slips.
Crap. Good point, Rev. Yeah. Did you guys enjoy the fair?
It was a lot of fun.
Is that
actually.
Your first time going to a fair?
My first time ever going to your the first Washington time. State Fair.
Dude, you know what since we're making fun of Danny again, I've heard somebody else who speaks like him.
Who?
A prominent person. I was watching Sunday night baseball last night. Alex Rodriguez said something. He said, well, firstly, here's, and I was like, oh my
God. Is he
God.
From New Mexico?
I don't know where he's from, but he did the same thing Danny
no.
is putting the on his words like that. I'm like, what is wrong with Alex that he speaks that way?
Upstate brought up a good point. They will have scones at Oktoberfest at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. Danny, you should be there since they have beer.
Okay.
Oktoberfest at the Puyallup Fairgrounds is awesome.
Any Oktoberfest sounds fantastic, but those fairgrounds were legit. I really liked going, actually.
Yeah.
First time ever going, and I got lobster fries, and I got the cow chip cookies, which you failed to tell me was good. The best cookie in the Pacific Northwest.
Why didn't you bring any of those?
Well, because I ate them all.
Because I love the cow chip cookies. I forgot all about them. Those are great. Oh my God, I'm so hungry this morning. And, yeah. and Steve, last week you were a savior. I will no longer, you know what? I will no longer besmirch your good name, Steve.
Somebody said the Fisher Stone Wagon is all year round. You just have to find it. Another person says, didn't Steve also get an S-load of chips sent in too? Which I did share.
Yeah, true. He did.
Another person says, you guys sound like a bunch of ungrateful bratty kids who didn't get a present from their out-of-town kids.
Yeah.
I do not deny that either. We're just hungry.
Can you think of anything that Danny has brought for us?
Hey, I brought Dion's Ranch, Green Chili Ranch.
Just yes. the ranch.
So much yeah. fun to
oh, great.
Eat ranch. Dressing.
I mean, hey, that's delicious. What I do.
He really hasn't, has he? He hasn't brought us a thing.
That's well, what I brought.
It's been 2 years, over 2 years, he's brought us nothing.
I hate to point out the obvious, but you're absolutely correct, BJ.
We gave his whiny ass a job, literally yep. crying at the interview.
Yep.
Brings us
and
nothing.
And did he pay for that meal at the interview?
No, he did not.
No, of course not. Yeah. We didn't either.
You know what? No. If our name was Lily, he'd buy us everything.
That's probably true, actually.
Change my name to Lily.
The person says it's their choice to bring in something, not yours, you socialist a-holes. We don't need to share everything.
Yeah, we do. Who is that? Who is
we
that
are
communist?
A family. This is the like unspoken yeah. rule of family. Shut up,
Who is that commie texter?
That's signed Danny.
Yeah, it was me, yeah. No, to be fair, I don't think any of us actually had scones at the fair either.
You didn't even have scones?
No.
Oh,
well, they already enjoyed them because I brought some
exactly.
in.
Exactly. We didn't need any more.
Dude, no,
thank you, Steve. Need more.
Fresh out of the hands of the old lady that prepares mm-hmm. them, yeah, there's nothing on. Better.
You mean, there's certain things you can only get at the fair, like the cow chip cookies.
Plus, if you catch them at a busy enough time where there's like a long line and everyone's ordering a baker's dozen, boy, do they look happy when you ask for another baker's dozen. Because, you know, they were slathering that jelly and that butter on there. And when we went and got ours and said, hey, can we get a baker's dozen? The lady just looked at us like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
We don't have enough ready yet.
Yeah. Either way, we got effed.
And yes. doesn't Danny bring you guys joy and love?
No.
Yes, I do. And hugs.
No.
Just because you guys don't accept them doesn't mean that
you
I
can't
don't
bring
them.
Those things, Danny.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Oh, the way I do, you do.
Get away from me.
I got a question. It has nothing to do with Danny. It has everything to do with Ryan Castle and Cats. What do they have in common?
They drink scones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll find out at 9:48.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Cats have in common?
I have a box of poop in my house.
Yeah, you do.
And it's not what you do on vacation.
It's a souvenir from my trip. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's a little scat I found out on the trail.
Mm-hmm. One texter says they're both always on the hunt for something in heat.
Okay.
They both purr when Steve pets them.
That's true.
And then Castle got it started. 94.5 KATS FM. Cats.
Dude,
in the great old city of his hometown of Yakima, Washington.
Well, it's not my hometown, but that is, that was my first job in radio.
Wow, how about somebody knows that about
Aaron and Everett gets the gold star.
Some foolish person was dumb enough to give me a job.
And now I feel bad for saying Aaron and Everett. No,
Yeah.
So you said the person who knew that.
Yeah. Aaron's my historian.
Cats FM.
Yeah.
Cats. What kind of music does Cats FM play?
That's pretty much what we play.
Oh, nice.
Sort of. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so if you're ever over in Eastern Washington, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Enjoy that cat power.
Oh, photos of a volunteer napping with cats helped an animal shelter raise a year's worth of donations in less than a week.
Oh, I saw this guy, man. Yeah,
that's a good retirement plan. I like his style.
Yeah, he actually takes naps with the cats. It's not like he was sleeping on the job. That was part of his job in his way. And so because of it, they're loving this 75-year-old dude, Terry. He walked in and asked if he could just volunteer. They have him hang out with the cats and brush them. And then all of a sudden, he just started sleeping with them.
That came out wrong, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, sure did. He's not supposed
to. He was brushing the cats. Next thing you know, he's sleeping with them.
75 years old. He just gets tired. That's all.
That's how my restraining order started.
Yeah. Well, they made a lot of money because of Terry and sleeping with cats. And not that way.
This story took a weird turn.
Yeah. Speaking of weird turns, Ryan Castle is going to take in a weird turn. He's got a 12-pack up next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Joe managed to convince him not to give me a ticket.
Dude, he was pulling out the little like thing, the little pad to write it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, that's my car. And the guy's like, you're way over the parking time. It's like a half hour. And I'm like, is it cool if I just pay for a little bit of extra time or something? You know?
Wait, you were gonna float him some cash? Like,
yeah. Well, that I didn't have the keys to the car, so it didn't look good either.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at their different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.